From the studios of Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Convicted rapist and former state legislator Aaron Von Ellinger will not be sentenced this week as originally scheduled. On Monday, a judge granted his request to delay sentencing until a motion to either retry or to acquit him of the charges plays out. Prosecutors call the request to push sentencing, quote, delaying for delaying's sake. Von Ellinger's rape conviction is not the first time the former Idaho House member broke the law. Between 1996 and 2013, he was charged with 15 offenses on 8 occasions, and he pleaded guilty 5 times. But Von Ellinger was pardoned by the state of Idaho for those previous convictions just 56 days before he would be accused and eventually convicted of the rape of a legislative intern. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, is joining us now to talk about the pardon. George, it's always good to have you on the program. So, George, how unusual was Von Ellinger's request for a pardon?
Very unusual. Even members of the Pardons and Parole Commission were a bit surprised at the request. If you look at an application in the state of Idaho, at the top it asks for an IDOC number, a Department of Correction number, or a prisoner number. Well, Von Ellinger didn't have one. Because he had not spent time in a state prison. That said, he has spent time behind bars in county jails before this most recent charge. But in his application, he was adamant that he wanted a clean record, or at least as clean a record as he could get. And by the way, for the record, this previous pardon by no means expunged his record. So for him, it was a lot more at the time, and timing is very key in the story. It was a lot more about appearance and, well, character, if you will.
So, George, let's talk a little bit about Von Ellinger's history. As I mentioned in the top of the program, this was not the first time he's had run-ins with the law. In fact, as we said, he's been charged quite a few times. Is there a trend to his offenses? And if not, maybe a trend... Were his reasons or his excuses similar for running afoul of the law?
Trend, possibly, and especially when you consider that he's 40 years old now, and his first run-in with the law was when he was 14, so it's a good chunk of his life. In the middle, there was a time in the Army, but that's also very telling. So let me walk you through some of this. His first offenses... pretty simple. He was 14, driving without a license, driving an unregistered vehicle. A year and a half later, convicted of speeding. So he was charged with 15 different offenses on 8 separate occasions. Some charges dropped, some pled down. He did plead guilty 5 times. Now let's talk about this time in the Army. In 2000, Aaron Von Ellinger enlisted in the U.S. Army, where he remained for 3 years. He did eventually receive an honorable discharge as a corporal. But it's important to note here that he would say that his time in the military was, in his word, thankless. Adding again his words, sometimes guys have some issues that they need to deal with, and that was the case for me. He called the conflict in Afghanistan, again, his word, a betrayal. Now, I took a pretty deep dive into these records, and there are some things that are redacted, but where they are redacted, I think, is telling. Let me share this with you. When Von Ellinger wrote to the Commission on Pardons and Parole, he wrote, "I suffered blank," in other words, redacted, in the military. Okay. "And I have dealt with redacted from my time in Afghanistan for many years as well." He also told the board that his time in the Army was a sad time and that he was, quoted here, haunted by aspects of my military service. So he returns home from the Army, returns to North Central Idaho. Things get worse. In a 5-year stretch between 2009 and 2013, he's charged with 12 different offenses: drunk driving, dispensing alcohol to minors, drug possession, carrying a concealed weapon while under the influence. In fact, during 3 different traffic stops, law enforcement discovered a weapon in Von Ellinger's vehicle before he disclosed that it was in his possession. His weapon of choice at the time was a Glock 10mm semi-automatic handgun. So what did he have to say for himself? Well, he often pointed to outside influences or other people. He blamed a charge of reckless driving on wet tires. He blamed a charge of drug possession on a medical marijuana card that never existed. On at least a couple of occasions, he insisted that his arrests were at the hands of jealous boyfriends of his ex-girlfriends. But he was quick to add, and this occurs throughout his application, that he had since turned his life over to the Lord. He said he often gave money to the homeless, and then he had a list of hobbies on his application that he submitted to the board. And I'll read the list here.
Okay.
Trap shooting, cars, traveling, praying, and living a law-abiding life. So he was collecting VA benefits at the time, doing some substitute teaching. And in December of 2019, he applied for these pardons, this unusual application. And again, when the board asked him about this unusual request, he said he was a, quoting here, law-abiding citizen and God-fearing man. Now, a few months later, June 2020, he's appointed to an open seat of the Idaho House. The legislature had recessed for the session, so he hadn't served a day at the State House. No one opposed him that November. In a walkover, he's formally elected to the seat. January 2021, he's sworn into the legislature. A few days later, the Commission on Pardons and Paroles unanimously agrees to pardon him for all of those previous offenses.
So here's what's interesting to me, George.
Yeah.
I think when we look back on this, you know, those first charges, right, when he's 14 years old, driving without a license, getting a ticket when he's 16. I mean, not to say that that's okay, but that's kind of typical, you know, kind of teenage stuff that can happen. But then it does seem maybe that he had some real issues having served, in a war zone like Afghanistan. We see that with a lot of former military, George. They have PTSD. They struggle fitting back into civilian life. But this is just, I think, interesting in all of a sudden wanting a pardon for these things, because the average person, A, wouldn't ask for that, and B, would probably not get that.
It's very unusual on how some folks try to, for lack of a better phrase, reinvent themselves, or at least reinvent the narrative. And indeed, you know, the commission, this was an unusual request, but at the time he was on a short list to be appointed to the legislature. The commission did not give their exact reasons for granting a unanimous pardon for, and by the way, for all of these previous offenses, all of them.
Right.
But it was an exhaustive investigation. And the recurring theme is, I am now a person of the Lord and Jesus Christ, and praying is my hobby. I'm a good person. I can't wait to be a good person for the state of Idaho. 56 days later, less than 2 months later, he's accused of raping a legislative intern.
Right. 56 days later. George, talk about how you were able to uncover all of these records, because they came from different law enforcement agencies.
They did. So to be clear, when this pardon happened, it was reported not widely, mostly in North Central Idaho, but quite frankly, not many people knew who Aaron Von Ellinger was. 2 months later, nearly everyone would, and what he'd be accused of. As we went through, and think of this marathon now, think of the dates. He's accused of rape. There's an ethics hearing. They vote to censure him. He resigns. He leaves the country for a number of months to Central America. A criminal investigation continues. He comes back, is arrested. The trial is this year, right? Mm-hmm. He's convicted, very dramatic. The victim couldn't continue her testimony. And now he wants an entire new trial. This is really unusual.
Well, not only does he want a new trial, George, which is a typical thing, right? When people are convicted of certain crimes, certain felonies, we see this pattern, right? They ask for a new trial. They try to find new evidence. Many times, though, George, this is happening when they are serving their sentence for what they were convicted of. What sticks out to me is that asking to not be sentenced until he either gets a new trial or he gets acquitted from already having been convicted. Mm-hmm. That to me, George, is something that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I have not seen that where someone asks to not be sentenced for a crime they have been convicted of.
Absolutely, and especially in a jury trial. A 12-person jury convicted him. Judge Mike Reardon has agreed to this delay because Von Ellinger's attorney says he wants to argue why his client should be acquitted of this charge. And then they wanted a copy of a transcript from this trial, but then Von Ellinger says he can't pay for it. So Ada County taxpayers pay for the transcript. That's about $2,700. But Judge Reardon quite simply said he didn't want to sentence Von Ellinger and then have some other court proceeding that might have to put the victim under more distress. So here we are. Here's the date to keep in mind. Thursday, August 25th. That's when Von Ellinger and his attorney are back in court to argue why he should either have a new trial, be totally acquitted, or just move forward. But I don't think this is the end of this.
Well, it's so, there's just not a better word for it than strange, George. Mm-hmm. And I would say not just the asking for the sentencing to be delayed, but even go back into his history with the wanting the pardon, right? Mm-hmm. For all of these crimes that he committed, that he was charged with, that he was convicted of. And to be clear, none of them were as egregious as what he has been convicted of now. I think that's important that we do make that distinction. A reckless driving is much different than a rape. At the same time, there is a pattern, there is a history of not abiding by the law.
What really struck me during Von Ellinger's trial was his adamant decision to testify on his own behalf and look at the jurors in the eye, if you will. If you remember, the victim could not continue her testimony. Judge Reardon had to tell the jury, well, you can't take that testimony into account. But as we learned also in an expert, an associate criminal justice professor, an expert in sexual violence, victimization, was an expert witness in that trial. And she made a point of telling the jurors that victims of a sexual assault often flee or freeze during the assault, and that those hormones could trigger that same response when they have to relive that sometimes in a courtroom. And I'm almost certain that that's what the judge wants to avoid happening again.
So as you mentioned, George, we are now waiting for August 25th. And this is when Von Ellinger and his attorney will be back in front of District Judge Reardon.
It's all about context, right? Justice is blind. The record is not. And we can choose to look further here. What struck me, and I, to your question, was that I think that context was important. And that's why we pursued the story. And as we poured through a lot of records, we found a very complex character study of Aaron Von Ellinger that did not begin in January of 2021 when he first became an Idaho legislator and began his first full session. Of course, he would never finish that session. But the story of Aaron Von Ellinger is much, much more complex than this horrendous crime.
And George, before I let you go, I do want to reiterate that point, because you know as well as I know that there will be criticism around reporting on Von Ellinger's past, on bringing in these other, his past criminal history, in particular, having gotten a pardon for it. But, you know, the reason why you and our team decided to dig into this is that, you know, the history of Von Ellinger didn't begin with the rape of that legislative intern.
And I think my answer to those questions, all appropriate, by the way, all appropriate questions, is that, yes, the state of Idaho pardoned him of all these offenses, but the state of Idaho also chooses not to expunge these records. Mm. So it is up to you, it is up to me, it is up to our colleagues to shed daylight on these records.
Right. And I think right there, George, is the key, in particular when we are also talking of public figures, even, you know, former public figure, but to bring all of this to the forefront, and then we can move forward from there. Mm-hmm. All right. As always, George, appreciate you, appreciate the reporting on this, and we will be waiting until August 25th to see what unfolds next in this.
We will, and kudos to all of our colleagues who have been covering this so well, and we will continue to do just that. Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, George. We've been talking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, discussing former state legislator Aaron Von Ellinger's pardon. His next court date is a hearing on August 25th. This will find out if he will get a new trial. He will be in custody until then.